The following excerpt is from a chapter in Persuasus to Early Piety by John Gregory Pike, 1821. A statement to the following effect appeared in 1767 in the New York Theological Magazine. A young man who had some serious impressions, but who notwithstanding hardened himself in sin, declared to a person who was desirous to converse with him, that after that time when God seems to have forsaken him, he had feelings which he never experienced in such a degree before. His heart became as hard as an adamant. His enmity against God increased to a great degree. After that time, he did not feel one desire to ask or receive mercy, or to leave favor from God. He never reflected on the divine character, but his heart rose in the most violent opposition. Whenever he said, I reflect that God is almighty, just, and holy, that I am dependent on him, that he can and will do with me what he pleases, my heart burns with rage and fury, and had I power, I would execute vengeance upon the Almighty. He then said to a number under religious impressions, I have heard you relate the feelings of your hearts, and you appear to have some sense of your wickedness. But if enmity of heart against God is wickedness, and that it is, I am fully convinced, though I wish to believe the contrary, your present sense of it is nothing compared with the fountain of iniquity that is within you. I know if all men's hearts are alike, you would dethrone the Almighty if you had power. Had I an omnipotent arm, heaven would soon be stormed and God be cast headlong from his throne. In expressions like these, he uttered himself for some time to appearance actuated with the highest rage. I have no peace, he said, day nor night. My torment is as great, seemingly, as I can endure. God is constantly in my view, and my heart is constantly burning with rage and fury. His eyes, his countenance, his stare expressed the same feelings with his words. Such a sight I never saw before or since. Nothing I could say availed anything unless to increase his rage and enmity. He had, as it appeared to me, the clearest and lively sense of the wickedness of the human heart, and of the divine character, of the creature's dependence upon him, and the nature of the future torments in hell, of any person with whom I was ever acquainted. Some of his friends told me that his distress was sometimes so great that he would lie down and roll upon the floor, from one side of the room to the other, and groan like a man exercised with excruciating pain, and cry, Oh, that I could banish from my mind all thoughts of God forever and ever. At one time he traveled barefoot in the night, 12 miles in deep snow. He was followed by the track he had made in the snow, and gave us a reason for his conduct, that bodily pain was the only means by which he could divert his mind from those objects which gave him greater distress than what he experienced in his travel. He therefore did it to mitigate his distress. Oh, doleful condition! Oh, miserable end of a life of sin! End quote.